hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, with all of the horrible natural disasters, wars, and different things happening in the news lately, there are a lot of people that are proclaiming that these are indeed the last days. And in the latest Bible video, we see Paul writing about these signs, which can definitely be scary and uncertain. But these are also times when people's hearts will fail them and a lot of destruction can happen. However, on the other hand, it can also be comforting to know that this is supposed to happen. This is what God needs to have happen before his son, Jesus Christ, can return to the earth and reign in glory. And the producer for this latest video, Dan Lepre, is here with us today to discuss this project. Thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So why do you think an episode like this is needed right now?
Well, I think we need to explore the kind of content that's in the scriptures that pertains to when we are living, like right now. And, you know, ultimately, we know that we're in the last dispensation and that we are in the last days. We just don't know how many of those last days we're going to be able to have.
And there's in the video, Paul's writing, and we cut to a different scene, and there's people reading his writings and kind of reacting to it. What were you hoping to convey with their reactions, and how can that relate, I guess, to people who are watching the video now?
Well, just going through the process of Paul's personal ministry, you know, he did do a lot of writing to different groups that were not living in the same place that he lived. And so, you know, Timothy would receive a letter from Paul talking about certain things that were going on at that time, or else certain things that would go on in the future. And we just happen to be living in the time where we're the recipient of what that content and context actually meant for Timothy at that time.
Mm. And from understanding a little bit more Paul's frame of mind at this time in his writings, do you feel like he was scared for our world right now?
Man, I think that anybody that would have had that kind of revelation and written those kinds of things would have had some anticipation as they did it. When I think about the last days and the context that I know that the earth will be put in and that we as the inhabitants will have to go through in order to come to the point where Christ can come again, it can be overwhelmingly scary, or you can realize that, well, it's going to happen and we need to just kind of expect that and figure out ways to deal with it. Because if you read the scriptures at all, whether it be the Book of Mormon or the Doctrine and Covenants or the Bible, calamity will abound. And I see those things happening around me all the time now.
And you can either get scared by it and become paralyzed and not do anything, or choose, you know, not to participate and kind of shut yourself out from the world. Or you can say, you know, this is an opportunity to be as righteous as I can be, or to teach other people how to be righteous and how to be happy and not have fear and anxiety take over.
Yeah, that's really kind of funny when you think about it, because it's becoming harder and harder in our politically correct society to talk about these things without being seen as a
doomsday.
Yeah, or an outsider, or yeah, someone that doesn't understand, or someone that doesn't care, because the things that are actually happening, according to the writings of the Bible, people don't want to accept that as truth anymore. So I think about how it must have been. And sometimes I've read the scriptures or looked at Laman and Lemuel even and gone, man, they were idiots. And now today I realize that, man, I'm kind of like them.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the children of Israel with Moses. And you're like, those people were so stupid. It's like Moses just receives these commandments and then they're so dumb that they're building an idol to God and worshiping a golden calf. How could those people be that stupid? But we see those very same things symbolically happening in our society today.
Yeah.
But we're not able to talk about it because then we're shunned as being someone who doesn't understand, or you're not merciful, or you don't care about other people.
Preachy and judgmental.
Yeah, it's like, Well, it's just prophecies from the scriptures that are being fulfilled. And how do you, you know, so it's really hard to talk about those without being judged by others. And so people kind of shut down. We don't talk about it. And now they're just happening right in front of our faces. And they're going to continue to happen. And we're going to continue to see the scriptures and the prophecies fulfilled. And I don't know how the world's going to react to it. Well, actually, I do, you know, just like they did in the previous books of scripture that we read when Jerusalem was destroyed and when Sodom and Gomorrah or Jericho was broken down, you know, all those things happened. And the same thing looks like it's going to be taking place eventually in our world, and Christ will come back and then kind of rule and reign with his glory.
And that's the good thing about it. We have something to look forward to. We know these things are happening as a sign that the good is really coming and just around the corner, and it's something we need to prepare for.
Yeah.
What insights do you hope viewers will gain from watching this episode of Bible Videos?
Well, I just hope they watch it and then they can maybe realize that these things are happening and that it might spark them to think about it and to kind of analyze that in their life and then, you know, try and just do their best to follow Christ and live like he would live. That's easier said than done, but that's really our goal for all of us, is to try and be more like him so that we can one day return to live with him again through his grace and mercy.
And that's all we can do, is just try our best to live up to our potential and live the way he wants us to live. We want to thank Dan so much for being here and sharing his thoughts with us.
No problem. Thank you.
So if you haven't seen it yet, the Bible video, The Last Days, is now out on mormonchannel.org. And it's gotten a lot of positive comments on YouTube already. It's being very well received because it is so timely. So we definitely encourage you to check it out and to share it with your family and friends online. So we're going to end our show today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "We cannot afford to be complacent. We live in perilous times. The signs are all around us. We are acutely aware of the negative influences in our society that stalk traditional families. We must stand up to the dangers which surround us and our families." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.